The director of the School of Music at Millikan, Brian Justison, is here. Greetings again. How are you
doing, Eric?
Happy December.
Thank you.
You would think, I believe classes are about out, and it's about time to they all leave for a month, but they
it's
don't
the
all
final
leave.
Week. Yeah.
They don't all leave. You got a lot going on.
Absolutely. Just this week, a lot going on.
Yeah. You want to go in order here and talk about Opera Workshop Gala?
Opera Workshop is
Gala? Is it a gala or a gala?
It depends on where you're from.
Gotcha.
Opera Workshop is a class that all the vocal performance majors take.
Okay.
Some students just want to do that, and they get involved in it, too.
Whether you're into opera or not, you take the class.
If you're in that major,
in
it's
that
part
major.
Of what you do. It's part of vocal
That's
performance,
cool.
for sure.
Kuiper Hall, you're going to have a show Friday night.
Yeah, they're doing their end of the semester gala. They have a big production happening in Albert Taylor Theater we'll be talking about in February, but
okay.
this is sort of the this is their final exam for the year.
Oh,
all
okay.
the stuff they've
yeah.
done. So they're going to sing some Mozart. They're going to sing some music by French Romantic composers, and then close with some Gilbert and Sullivan, American
nice.
Operetta.
Yeah, and that what's that, about an hour and a half kind of show?
About an hour, yeah.
It's a free show, and it's just open? Where's Kuiper Hall again?
It's in the School of Music, Perkinson Music Center.
Gotcha.
Can't miss it, main floor.
This is just free, Friday night. Come on,
free
go
stuff
to dinner,
all the
come
time.
On down. Come out to Millikan, and the School of Music is that by Kirkland? Do I have that right?
It's the corner of Fairview and Main Street.
Fairview and Main, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So
you can just find somewhere to park. That's the biggest challenge,
yep.
right?
Always.
School's out for winter. That's coming up as well. Same night.
Yeah, School's
Seen
out
right?
for winter is the same night. You finish the opera. You want to go over to Donnie's Homespun and hear some rock and roll. That'll be
it's going to be a big flip going on.
It is going to be a big flip. The singer-songwriters, really all this is part of what's called, we call it MIST. It's Music Industry Studies Tour.
Okay.
They've been out there, did a run up to Madison, Wisconsin, and then the groups are back, and they're just going to do a show to close the semester. It'll open with the singer-songwriters. You know, there are a fair number of students who come. They enroll in something called commercial music, and they want to be songwriters. They take the classes to learn the mechanics of all that we call music theory, and then they start putting those ideas into.
I've heard a song by one of the kickers on the football team, Reed Rabley. Is he involved in the School of Music?
He's not in that class.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think he belongs in there. I heard a pretty good song by that
I should
kid.
Recruit him for that.
I absolutely agree. Johnny Upfront, is that a guy?
That's a band.
That's a band.
Yeah,
okay. So they'll be playing, they'll be rocking, and then Beats Collective. So you get a little rap show in there as well.
A little rap show at the end.
Which will be, it'll be talented. Pick what you like. There is a $3 cover at Donnie's, but you know, that you're getting off campus a little bit there as well. So,
sure.
That show, of course, also going on this Friday night, 9:30, that'll start in a couple hours probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take you into the evening.
Yeah.
Saturday, Holiday Jazz.
Holiday Jazz.
This is big. This is a big deal, right?
It's the 11th year. I've been playing it every year. We've had vocalist Angel Specia singing on it. We've invited some other vocalists to be a part of it, but it didn't happen this year.
Scheduling,
and,
yeah. She's a Millikan grad, right?
She's a Millikan grad. She's in Chicago, plays all the big clubs, you know, the Green Mill. And
so
the
she's still singing.
And stuff. She's singing fast.
She's
French.
She's amazing.
There when we were in class. We were friends. She
oh,
is
yeah.
super talented.
Oh, my.
One
yeah.
of my favorites.
Me too.
How many members have you in the faculty jazz ensemble?
There's six instrumentalists and then Angel.
Wow, that'll be fun. Jan Trauber is going to be in to talk more about that too. But again, Saturday night, 7:30. It's at Kirkland. Tickets range from $15 to $25. And there's a release of a CD coming?
And then, you know, we did the show last year, and then the next day we drug ourselves out of bed, went in the recording studio,
really?
And tracked this, and funny, it turned out pretty well.
Oh, that's cool. All of you with Angel, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We just got it done. That was, you know, we have all have crazy schedules, and we got up, and we were there by like 9 a.m. playing these tunes.
So it took a year for that to be completed?
Yeah, well, it's probably been complete, but who wants to listen to Christmas
Good
music
point.
In August?
Good point.
So didn't get released yet.
So that'll be that night. You can pick it up that night.
I think it's available that night, and Angel has stuff on her website, but it'll be there that night. It
yeah,
be.
Fantastic.
Let It Snow, it's called.
Those tickets, again, available, Kirkland.com. You can
Kirkland
go
Kirkland box office, 424-6318.
Take a peek.
Do it.
Sunday, there's a free show in the morning, 10:30. Chamber Orchestra?
Chamber Orchestra, yeah. You know, we want to get out into the community, and that's at Central Christian Church, and it's the Millikan Chamber Orchestra. That's the student manifestation of the Millikan Decatur Symphony.
Okay.
And they integrate that show. It's a nice thing to do on Sunday morning. And check out some strings along with your...
That'll be 10:30. That's with the service. That's time
it's
of the service.
It's part of the service,
yeah. So if you want to go to Mass there, Central Christian Church, Sunday, 10:30. Along with the chamber orchestra playing as well, which is cool to know. And tell me about Marty Atkins.
Martin's got a big event coming up. I think it's January 9 through 11. He's going to, we're calling it a class. We're calling it a conference. We're calling it fabulous.
Yeah.
It's going to be 3 days of Martin's presentations.
Master classes.
You know, talking about the things. He's out on the road all year long. Of course, Martin is our coordinator of music business. He's had a long and illustrious career from, you know, a Grammy with Nine Inch Nails to just touring with lots of different folks that, you know, you would know, I would know, everyone would know.
Sure.
In the rock and roll world. And
he just really knows them.
Yeah, he knows everybody. He's well connected. That's why, you know, we're fortunate to have him at Milliken because he's helping students make those connections.
I don't think I realized that he's got best-selling books out there. He doesn't promote himself enough.
He's got three big books. You know, he spoke at South by Southwest, which is probably one of the biggest pop festivals.
Yeah.
He's done that every year. He's been at Toronto Indie Fest. He was in Medellin for something. He was just in Lancaster, I think, England. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's going to do something right here at Milliken, so we're inviting anyone who wants to come, and there's plenty of information on the Milliken School of Music website to find that. And
is he still doing a regular schedule at Milliken?
Yeah.
So no, he's fitting that in then.
He fits it in. He does.
Now, this isn't cheap, but this is this is a full insider perspective, right?
Absolutely.
It could be considered cheap, depending on what you need
to
get out of it.
Yeah, it's basically $100 a day for a day-long series of seminars. We haven't announced who the guest speakers are, but he's going to bring in some folks that'll be hard hitters too. And
well, look who he's brought in just to do some shows here. So
Dino Zisis was the last six
songs.
I
went to that
Lady
one,
Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. Nick was there.
Yeah, you can get this. Registration is done on Eventbrite, so do you just go to Eventbrite and look up Milliken or
That'll work too. Yeah, absolutely.
It's $300 for the whole 3-day package. You can do a 1-day package for $125. Again, that's January 9th to the 11th. I don't have those days committed in my head. Is that a Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's in the middle of the week.
It is, okay.
Yeah, I think it's like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe.
Like on on the 9th, making your show an event, merchandising, the engine of that, contract, crash course, copyright basics. The second day, how to make an extra $100,000.
I'm going to that one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. $0 marketing and social media mindset. That's great. Crowdfunding and then packaging and distribution. The final day is Touring 101, which is Touring Basics, and Touring 201. Advanced techniques, case studies, Excel and Eventbrite resources, and advanced ticketing and strategies. And this is, who's this for? Is this for? It's just for somebody that plans on.
If you're a Milliken student, you can enroll in it as a class.
Gotcha.
But otherwise, if you're just an industry pro, you got a career in music going.
If you got a touring band, you're going to get something out of this.
Yeah, it just has great advice, and you know the guy's the ultimate entrepreneur. Connects every dot around him into something. So.
And it is worth mentioning that if somebody needs a place to stay that's coming, you're bringing somebody from out of town, there is a block of rooms reserved at Homewood Suites.
Yeah, Homewood Suites.
You can just contact them directly. Ask for Molly. Parking's free on site. So that is a full December and kind of into January. That's the big thing in January. You might not join us in January if you don't.
I think not. But last week is when school starts again and really nothing happens until we get pointed in the right direction.
They'll be getting back. What's it? So you do all this. You go into the break. You probably feel really good when you get to break. We did. Look at all this we accomplished. Then you get the break and then you just start over. Is it feeling?
You know, by the time you're done with finals, you have 3 days to Christmas shop and you get through the holidays and then. Then you're back at planning for the semester and you're
back to work
again. Yeah.
Well, this is great. You got a lot of free shows we talk about, like the opera workshop gala and the School's Out for Winter at Donnie's, which is only $3. The holiday jazz, which is $15 to $25. I'm guessing this has gotten onto people's lists as being a regular annual event.
It's
well attended, a lot of fun. Yeah, get good numbers.
And you know, they're selling adult beverages in the lobby of Kirkland now.
It's a game changer. Probably the occasional few too many woos, but you'll take a few woos once in a while.
Them,
Chamber Orchestra Advent Service on Sunday at 10:30 at Central Christian Church, and then the Martin Atkins. That's the first mention of that. We probably ought to get Martin on, Nick, sometime in the next month.
Absolutely.
Let him dig a little deeper in depth on what people are going to get at that. Plus, he's just a blast to have him.
Yeah, we only have 2 hours. Every time that I've talked to Martin, it's like, I'm just, hey, real quick. And it's like, I look up and I'm like, dude, I just lost an hour. I love talking to him.
Yeah. And he could do 12 things at once. He's sitting returning emails and talking to us about what he's got going on. It's fun talking to him. So that's great. Get that on if you got an interest in the world of music, touring and merchandising and making shows and making money. He's proven it. It's not just some random person putting it on, right? Are you guys helping with that? Is there other people within the School of Music helping? Or
there's a student-run record label, and he's in charge of that.
Okay.
But he's,
they're all
in charge
kind of
is a loose term. He's trying to get students to
gotcha.
Have ownership of that. But he's got a lot of good advice for that.
I like it. Well, good catching up. Anything else you want to touch on?
No, I think that's it here.
Brian Justison, the director of the School of Music at Milliken, a monthly chat, which we might skip a month and see in February. So Merry Christmas, Happy New
Thank
Year.
Thank you.
Safe travels and have a good one.
Thank you.